Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You are listening to Slopeside with Stephen Nyman. I'm George Thomas in Boulder, Colorado. Stephen just wrapped up speed camp, getting ready to go to Lake Louise for the first World Cup race of the season. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, George.
Always a pleasure to chat with you. Now, speed camp. What's it like for you to get back on skis and get back into the race mode?
It's funny, this time of year, the camp in November, we have camps in August and September, and kind of there's not a lot of pressure. It's kind of figuring everything out. But then come November, you really start ramping it up, and you start getting excited for the race season. But it's a time where I really try and dial everything in and know this is my setup, this is what I'm going to race on, and you just start shifting into a stronger mental commitment into what you're about to do.
Now, I do want to talk about equipment on this episode. Why did you pick Fisher? I mean, you probably had your choice of which company you went with. What was it about Fisher skis that really got you comfortable with them?
In 2002, I was named the world junior team, and I was on K2. But I was actually on K2's, these skis that were 2 years old. They were duct tape. There's chunks of the edge missing. But I'd get on them, and I'd ski fast. And any of the new ones they gave me, I couldn't ski fast on. So anyways, I qualified for world juniors on those, and a coach of mine who was coaching Bodie Miller and Chip Knight at the time, who were on Fisher, grabbed one of their skis and gave it to me and said, just try this. And this was at the Olympics in Salt Lake. And I wasn't racing. I was just from Park City, skiing there, training with all the Olympians. And I got on the skis and I was like, wow, this is what a really good ski feels like. And so I was like, I need these for World Juniors. And Fisher, the head race director Siggy, drove to Treviso, Italy to give me skis on his holiday. He was really mad. Like, he came in and gave the skis, and he's just like, you canceled my holiday for this. And I ended up winning World Juniors on it. So it was pretty funny. And he was like, I'm glad I brought you those skis. I'm sorry for being mad. I'm glad. And ever since then, I've been with them. They've been good to me, and I have a technician that I got with in the 06 season, 06, 07, Leo Musi, and I've been with him ever since. We're headed into our 10th year right now. So there's just a lot of history, and it's family to me.
But they've got to make a good product and fast. What do you do during the camp? How does your technician work? I mean, how are you two talking with each other and improving the ski?
So basically, all summer long and in through the winter, we get different models. We test the flexes, the side cut, the torsional rigidity, and we're constantly accruing data through all the training sessions. What ran fast here? What was the snow like there? When this was running fast, was it running fast when the snow is different? And he has this all on spreadsheets, and he has so much data. It's really cool to see. And he's just like, pulls it up, types in his numbers, and he's like, okay, snow's like this. weather's like this, I think the ski is going to run because it traditionally has. And we just pick them and go. But we weed through all the different models, and there's sometimes I get on a course and the ski in my brain is going to be really good, and it's horrible. It doesn't hold on ice. It chatters too much. And then there's some that I don't think are going to be good, and they're going to be tough to turn, yet they turn really well. So it's just a matter of a lot of testing, R&D, and going after it. And then once you get a new pair of skis, you have to run those and break them in. The wood's fresh, the glue's fresh, the fiberglass is fresh, everything. The more you flex it, the more they get hit across the snow. Those skis go through so much and don't break. It's amazing. But they wear down, and they become more fluid over the snow and glide better, and it's essentially less resistance and more gliding, more speed.
Now, I was recently talking with a member of the U.S. Nordic team, and she said they travel with anywhere from 20 to 40 different pairs of skis per athlete to select from. What do you take to a race?
So, yeah, Nordic skiers, they have a lot of skis, as do we, but theirs are a lot lighter. Ours are really heavy, so they can't complain. Roughly, as a speed skier for downhill and for Super G, I have, I'd say, 6 to 8 pairs of Super G and 10 to 15 pairs of downhill at a time, just kind of weeding some out, keeping some, you know, figuring out what works, what not doesn't work, and just going through the various different models. So, but then I always carry around some GS and some slalom skis and some powder skis, so I'm probably around 25, 30 pairs of skis as well.
Wow. Now, powder skis, so actually when you go to a race venue, do you actually get out? Are you able to go out and have some fun?
If it dumps and if the timing's right for me to not wear myself down too much, so if I'll have a day off afterwards or whatnot, I definitely will break out the powder skis. That's what's fun about our team. We like going out. We like powder skiing. The majority of us are from the West, so we're from big mountains, and that's been a big part of our youth.
Now, I've got to bring this up. I've been off of skis for 3 years due to some really serious injuries, and I had my first weekend on skis yesterday and Saturday. I was terrified to get back on them, even though I've been skiing almost my entire life. It was so scary to look over the edge of a course and start down, but within 2 or 3 turns, it just came back. Do you go through that when you get back into race mode? Is there any fear?
Stepping into the start gate of a race, there's always fear. There's always that tension, especially at the beginning of the year, because you can train all summer long, but realistically, you're never training on a World Cup piece. You're not the amount of preparation and the amount of work that goes into the snow and the surface to consistently provide a solid surface over a week's time of 60, 70 racers running on it a day is a lot of work. So it's nerve-wracking. It's much more aggressive. It's much more vicious on the body, and so it takes people by surprise. So, yeah, I'm a little tense kicking out of there, but even when I, like, get back on skis in August, and you're just going for your first free ski run, you're like, do I still got this? Even though I've been doing it my entire life, you still have those questions in the head. You're like, huh, can I still ski? And always, same thing. 3 turns in, you're like, oh, it's just second nature.
So what do you feel when you get to a camp like you just were at? You guys were having snow dumping on you. And the last we spoke, you were having to get out there early, early in the morning when it was still fairly dark when you were doing your course inspection. How did that go?
It was pretty good. The first half of the camp, it was nice and cold and the snow up high. it had gotten cold, yet they hadn't been able to make snow all the way down the mountain, so the snow up high was good. And we had short courses that were only on the upper third of the hill. But then about a week in, we finally could start making our way down the hill and having a longer piece. And by the end of the camp, we could ski the entire hill, about a minute 40 downhill. But it had started snowing about the last week, so every day was pretty soft and slow, and it just wasn't realistic. So I was working on certain things, but it wasn't kind of race day feeling. Whereas last year, the snow is nice and hard and a little more vibrant, and you could really fight it. Whereas this year, that's not happening. So I have a lot of questions in my head coming into Lake Louise.
So, Stephen, among the team members, is there a sense of competitiveness, or are you really focusing more on yourself and preparing for the season at a camp like that?
Every day is a competition, and that's what's cool about our team right now. We have a core group of guys that are tight and are all skiing pretty well. So we know if you're at the top.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Top or near the top, you have speed. And so every day I like to kind of find something to remain positive about and try and test myself. I'm competitive by nature. I hate losing. And so are a lot of my teammates. So it's fun going into training and seeing, oh, where do I stack up, where do I not, you know? But then there's some days you're like, I need to work on some stuff, and you step back, and you're trying to do this or that, and sometimes you're fast even doing that. But there's also your teammates out there, they may be testing stuff, and you're like, oh, man, I'm so fast. Yet they're just, like, trying a different pair of boots, which are really slow, you know? You never know. It's hard to really judge anything until race day.
And how does everyone get selected for race day?
It's a complex, so FISC governs all of skiing, and it's just a complex selection process, I guess. But simply, we have, if you've scored World Cup points in the past and you're in the top 60 in the world, you have your own spot. And then if you won the NORAM title, which is North American series of races over here, you have your own spot for the year. Each country has a country spot, but to use that, I think you have to be top 300 or 150 in the world to use that. And then say somebody's injured that has a spot that's in the top 60, that opens up another spot for a guy to use. So it's a whole bunch of things, and each country's given their allotted amount of spots, and I think the maximum is 11. And right now in downhill, I think the U.S. is pushing that, and it's kind of cool to know that we've maxed out the amount of guys that we can bring to a World Cup race.
It is. That's fantastic. And you're guaranteed that slot for the year.
It shows the depth of our team right now.
Why has the U.S. improved so much in really not that long a period of time? Yeah, I think back to the Mares when they were really at the forefront of American skiing and driving the popularity of it, and the team has just really blossomed since then.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though.
Yeah,
30 years.
True.
But they started with the Mares, and then There's a whole rich history of everything. You have go from the Mayors into Bill Johnson into AJ Kitt, Tommy Moe. There's a rich history in downhill too. AJ Kitt, Tommy Moe into Rawls or Rasmussen and Rawls and Rawls and Bodie dueling it out. I got to experience that as when I first got on the team and see that camaraderie, those two really push each other to new heights. Then Rawls retired and Bodie is still around and we're battling. And I started winning. Marco started winning. Travis started winning. So now we have young guys behind us. Marco and I have had success on the World Cup. So we're just continually breeding future downhillers.
That's so hard to say something wasn't that long ago. And that's right. They were around right about the time you were born.
Yep. Seems long to me.
Yeah, it was really exciting to go ski White Pass a little while ago and think, yeah, this is where the Mayors were. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing though, how just compared to some other countries and the tradition they have, the U.S. really has blossomed lately. And it's been so interesting to just watch that grow and grow and grow into some real stars.
Yeah, I think looking at the team right now, we've always produced good Olympians, and we've always had results that weren't consistent, and we'll have our Olympic champions, our Olympic medals, and that's what the U.S. focuses on. But we've recently had the overall champions, the disciplined champions, the people that are lasting throughout the entire season. Ted, he's second overall in World Cup wins for GF. Lindsay has 6 overall titles. Bodie has 2 or 3 overall titles. So many disciplined titles. Michaela, she's coming on strong. That girl's young. She's 19 or 20, and she already has the several slalom titles, world champion, Olympic champion, and now she's shooting for that overall title. She's going to start doing speed races this year. So there's a lot of history, and it's pretty cool because as a kid, I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, following ski racing and just being like, man, yeah, somebody got in the top 30. The U.S. guys got in the top 30. And I was like, why are we happy about top 30? Why not the podium? Why aren't our guys winning, you know? And I'd say Darren and Bodie really started establishing that in Peekaboo Street. Those guys were the ones that were just like, no. We're sick of being top 30. We want to win, you know? And now if we don't go into a weekend and come out with a medal, like, we're angry. It was a bad day for the U.S. ski team. So it's kind of cool to be a part of that.
And with Lake Louise coming up, the kickoff of the season, how are you feeling about the team? It's got to be good.
Yeah, like I said, we have a good nucleus. And guys are really fired up. I think we're skiing fast. In Colorado, we were training with the Norwegians. Axel Svindal, Kjetil Jansrud, and this young kid, Alexander Kilde Almot. And we're right there with them. And Axel has several overall titles. Jansrud was a Super G and downhill title winner last year. So it's nice knowing that I have pace. And other guys on the team have pace as well. So we'll see. But like I said, you never know until the races actually hit. And having that hard surface and something to really try pushing yourself on.
Now, I don't want to go too far into this, but what exactly were you... I say too far and then say exactly, right? You were saying that the course at Speed Camp was actually pretty soft snow because there was so much snow coming down. What are the detailed things that you are looking at improving? Or can you get into that?
A few of my goals this year to really step it up is my consistency from my left foot turns to my right footed turns. My left footed turns are pretty money, and I'm really balanced, but my right footed turns, they're not as consistent, and that's just really disappointing myself and creating a good muscle memory pattern on that side. I'd like to really be conscious of my aerodynamics in the course and searching for those at all times, searching for as much speed as I can in free areas, I guess, where I can grab my tuck and it's not super technical. And a big thing this summer I worked on was my technical abilities. I trained a lot of GS and even some slalom to heighten my abilities in the technical sections, because that's some of my biggest weakness.
And where do you feel your biggest strengths are? I mean, watching you go over those jumps at Val Gardena, it's just amazing.
My right there, my biggest strengths are my jumping, my ability in the air. I have good vision and good perception of where I need to go and what I need to do when it's fully blind out. And my gliding. I'm one of the best gliders in the world, so it's a matter of really heightening those and maintaining my strengths and then working on my weaknesses.
So Lake Louise coming up, as we've said a few times, what about that course do you especially like?
It's funny. The course is, it's an easier hill, but the problem with that is any mistake compounds the whole way down. You lose a lot of time. There's not a lot of places to really get back up to speed. So you have to be precise with everything, and you can be willing to risk it, but if you risk it, you can really, you can be willing to risk it, but if you risk it, the chances of really slowing down are higher, and that's been my issue in the past, is I always have one big mistake on that hill, and I need to really refine that. It's a hill I know I can win on. I've won training runs there. So it's just getting there, seeing what the course set is, and clearing my mind and convincing myself of what's possible.
I'm looking forward to checking in with you briefly before the start of that race, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, George.
Always great checking in with you, Stephen. Stephen Nyman on Slopeside, Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.